20 years on Wall Street, there are still some things I don't know, and no one seems to be able to tell me. For instance, if you see some foreign currencies like the pound rise, they're getting stronger. But when others, like the yen, do, they're getting weaker. Why are they quoted that way? No one knows. And why is a rising market referred to as a bull, while the opposite is a bear? I've been told that it refers to a fight between the two animals. If a bull won, it was usually by impaling the bear and tossing him up over his shoulder. If the bear won, it was from wrestling the bull down to the ground and breaking his neck. But that's nonsense. A bear would win 100% of fights against a bull, whereas they only win 8% of their fights with stocks. A third question comes to mind. Why do men still dominate Wall Street? It's not because of education. Women have been graduating college in larger numbers than men since the 1980s. It can't be longevity. Women live 4 years longer than men. I read an interesting take on this by a woman named Erin Duffy. Duffy observed that in general, women tend to spend too much time considering consequences. By the time they finally made a decision, the men were already there, forging alliances, crossing battle lines, breaking things. Well, fine, she thought. Perhaps women should act that way too. Just break things and, if necessary, fix them later. You can see an anthropological basis for this sort of binary behavior. Give a female baby chimp a soft toy, and she will carry it around for a week. The males just tear it apart to see what's inside. But what is a woman? I recently spoke to someone of some authority on the matter. Let's call him Chip. Chip had no fixed idea what to do when he got out of college, and Wall Street paid top dollar for what he could do, which was nothing. Many of his colleagues had sacrificed enormously to get there. He had sacrificed nothing, just waltzed into a war fought mostly by a bunch of Ivy League rich kids. When he made enough money to buy a house in his old neighborhood, he left them to it. Chip has 5 kids, 2 older boys and 3 girls. The boys have left for college, and he's in a house with 3 daughters, a wife, and even the dog is female. He tells me someone is always on their period. He walks in and tells a daughter to clean up her room. She invariably says she can't, it's that time of the month, no matter what day of the month it is. At the local CVS, they yell over at him, "Dad, Dad, I need tampons," screaming at the top of their lungs. He's like, "Stop yelling." And they say, "What are you afraid of, Dad? It's just a period." He gets that. He thinks it's just a little odd that they are screaming at him. His wife runs into a new thing every day, zips around in an $80,000 Infiniti like she's in a county fair crash-up derby. Smashes it into everything. The day I spoke to him, he'd come home to see a massive dent in the passenger door, and she just looks at him in seeming confusion when he brings it up. Eventually, she admits she dropped her lipstick and crashed into a parked car while picking it up, but didn't want him to find out because he'd get mad. He sounds particularly exasperated at this stage. I mean, it's a 4-foot dent. He's going to notice. When the boys were growing up, they still had a family computer in the living room. He'd come home, turn it on, and all this porno spam would pop up. "Boys," he'd tell them, "the computer is for homework, not to search big boobs bouncing." End of problem. But as a father of girls, you will be forever surrounded by lies. You don't have any choice in the matter. Chip tells me the only defense is to refuse to assimilate to it. It's an individual decision that has to be reaffirmed each day for a man in full. If your soul is free, then your thoughts are free. And your words are going to be free too. Defending the right to speak freely, even when it costs you something, is the duty of every father. Chip recently confronted his most pressing challenge yet. One of his daughters had come downstairs to announce she's trans. Now, Chip had only vaguely been following this topic. He lives in Middle America. Debating biological reality with children was something pencil-neck liberals did on the coasts. His wife and other 2 daughters barely blink an eye. Their relationships are, after all, built upon layers of subterfuge. Riddles wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. By contrast, it took Chip almost a decade to realize that when his wife said, "That's fine," things were most certainly not fine. To be clear, if a woman says fine, things are not fine. They are the opposite of fine. Anyway, the rest of the females get on with their day, while Chip and his trans daughter stare at each other over the kitchen table. Chip has only 2 cards to play. He leads with an ace. Says to his daughter, "You are a female down to a cellular level. A single skin cell on your finger has only X chromosomes. please don't ignore reality to comfort yourself, because once you do, you'll make it easy for others to deceive you. This approach fails. It fails because women are sophisticated. The simpler you make things, the harder it is for them to understand. Chip has another card to play, though. The Joker. That night at dinner, Chip confesses to his family he's trans too. His daughter is outraged. Dad, no you're not. Stop being a bigot, Charlotte. Let's do this together. She runs crying to her room. The next morning, he puts on his wife's dress and makeup. His daughter is furious and tells him to stop faking. No, I'm trans, honey. Now get in the car and let's go to school. She's horrified, asks to be dropped off a block away. Chip isn't having any of that. Walks her in, waves to the front desk. They look at him like he's from the moon. She fumes over it all day until he picks her up in a skirt and heels, drag queen makeup, glitter on his cheeks. Skips over to her and her friends waving a handbag. Dad, stop! It's not funny! Chip says he identifies as a dingo, demands she uses the correct pronouns, calls her a chauvinist when she refuses. Next morning, she's done with the whole trans thing. Anyway, Chip thinks today's gender confusion is just the 90s version of being goth. It's definitely not cool when your parents do it. Lean in and shame them out of it.